A new report released by the Army War College has some harsh words for the Bush administration's war on terrorism. The report says that despite the overthrow of Saddam Hussein in Iraq and the Taliban in Afghanistan, al-Qaeda is more insidious and just as dangerous as it was before September 11th. Jeffrey Record is a visiting professor at the War College's Strategic Studies Institute. He's the one who wrote the report. Mr. Record joins us from his office in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. Welcome to you.
Good to be on your program.
Even with roughly a third of al-Qaeda's leadership in custody these days, you say that the organization has morphed into something that's even more dangerous?
Ironically, the destruction of their base and supporting regime in Afghanistan has forced them to become more dispersed and even more elusive. And I think it's a mistake to view al-Qaeda as a specific organization with, a wiring diagram and so many soldiers and so on. Al-Qaeda is as much a political movement and one that seems to be gaining some support as a result of placing an American army in an Arab heartland. It may turn out to be as dangerous, if not more dangerous, than it was before 9/11.
Has the war in Iraq in any way furthered the fight against al-Qaeda?
I'm not so sure that it has. By demolishing that regime, we have created a situation in which if we fail in our mission to create a stable, prosperous, and hopefully democratic Iraq, we could end up with a situation kind of like Lebanon in the 70s and 1980s, where you have a collapse of central authority and secular violence and so on. And this is exactly the kind of failed state or weak state that offers terrorist organizations like al-Qaeda tremendous opportunity.
You say that the war on terrorism needs to be approached in some ways like the Cold War. Could you explain that?
Well, this is a long struggle, and everybody understands that. And it's not just a military war. It's a police and intelligence war. It's a financial war. It's a war that engages virtually every arm of the federal government. And we're talking about Islamic radicalism, which includes al-Qaeda and its supporting organizations, as well as other Islamic terrorist organizations. And the distinction that I made in the study between al-Qaeda and other terrorist organizations and rogue states was to suggest that fanatical terrorist organizations like al-Qaeda are essentially undeterrable because they are transnational, very elusive groups and certainly willing to give their lives regardless of any other consideration. In dealing with states like Saddam Hussein's Iraq, like North Korea, like Iran, you are dealing with regimes that have assets such as industries and territory and population that can be attacked and held hostage to the threat of massive retaliation. Traditional deterrence works against these kinds of enemies, and I think it was a mistake not to have continued to have pursued containment and deterrence of Saddam Hussein, which in fact was working before, during, and after 9/11, as opposed to the war of necessity against al-Qaeda, which is not deterrable.
You are advocating less use of the U.S. military in the war on terrorism. Why is that?
The most important commodity in counterterrorism and in counterinsurgency of the kind that we are waging in Iraq is intelligence. This is quite a different kettle of fish, mm-hmm. And intelligence is the starting point for any successful counterterrorist or counterinsurgency warfare.
Professor Record, one of the top Pentagon spokespeople, Larry Derrida, was quoted in the Washington Post saying that he has not read your report and that, here's the quote, if the conclusion is that we need to be scaling back in the global war on terrorism, it's not likely to be on my reading list anytime soon.
Well, for starters, I very much appreciate people who have actually read the study before they comment on it. Secondly, I did not propose scaling back the war on terrorism. I call for a refocusing of the war on terrorism. There's also been the suggestion that I may have some kind of partisan political agenda here, as if I would permit my professional assessment of strategy, the business of which I've been in for 30 years, to be polluted by partisan political considerations. I've been just as critical of the national security policies of the Clinton administration as I have been of this one.
Thank you. Jeffrey Record is a visiting professor at the Strategic Studies Institute of the U.S. Army War College. He spoke from his office in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. Thank you very much.
Thank you.